Cress is my guest. She heads the Council for Court Excellence, and she's going to tell us what that council does and much more. Good morning and welcome back.
Thank you, Gloria. Good morning.
Good morning. First and foremost, what is the work of the council?
Well, the Council for Court Excellence is a 30-year-old nonprofit, nonpartisan civic organization, and our mission is very straightforward. We are constantly attempting to improve the administration of justice here in the District of Columbia, focusing on the courts, but all of the related institutions that administer justice.
Mm. And why did you think that such an organization like yours was sorely needed?
Well, the court is the third branch of the government here in the District of Columbia. It's complicated, and it's probably the branch of government that our community members know the least about. And 30 years ago, after a report that was done on behalf of the D.C. Bar, making hundreds of recommendations, it was believed that an organization should be established to implement those recommendations, and we've been working on that ever since.
Will you talk to us specifically about some of the work the council does?
Sure. Over the last 30 years, we have worked hard to improve the jury system, to improve the welfare of children, to promote justice system reform, increase access to justice. Primarily what we do is we take a look at systems, how the systems are operating both within the courts and related agencies of justice, and we make policy recommendations to improve how justice is provided to people who live and work in the district. So we do research and make policy recommendations. Currently, we have been taking a look at the subject of reentry, how thousands of people are coming back to the district after long periods of incarceration, and the fact that their unemployment rate is extremely high and what we might do about that.
And you also work hard to encourage citizens to be jurors.
We do. We have undertaken jury system reforms over the last 30 years, and tonight is a good example. Our publicizing this event, even though we're not sponsoring it, is a good example of the kind of community education that we're very committed to doing. So we've been publicizing the event, and we hope that people will attend.
Is this the first time that this event has taken place? It's been open to the public?
Actually, no. I understand that there was a forum back in the early 2000s when there were a number of judges who were competing for the chief judge position. The Council for Court Excellence actually sponsored a public event back in 2008 at the David A. Clark School of Law, and there were two candidates at that time for chief judge position. That was the current chief judge, Lee F. Satterfield, and Judge Anita Josie Herring, and we heard from both of them back in 2008. But tonight we're only going to be hearing from, as far as we know, from Chief Judge Satterfield, because as we understand it, no one is going to be challenging his reappointment.
He must be a great judge then.
He's a very good judge. He's a very good chief judge, yes.
All right. We hope to speak with him at some point here at WPFW. Well, would you tell our listeners where they can go to be part of this event?
Absolutely. The event will be held in the third floor Jurors Lounge of the D.C. Superior Court building. The building is located at 500 Indiana Avenue Northwest. It's not too far from the Judiciary Square stop on the Metro's Red Line. And the event is from 5 to 7 p.m. tonight. And it'll be a series of questions and answers, and everyone is invited to attend and to know more about the operation of the court and the man who is likely to be designated as its leader for another 4 years.
All right. Would you give a website for the council?
I'd be glad to, yes. We have a number of publications that are free, including How the District Gets Its Judges, and people can go onto the website and download all of our publications, and that's www.courtexcellence, that's one word, courtexcellence.org.
All right. June Cress, always good to talk to you. Take care.
Thank you, Gloria.